It's that time of the month, the Gila County community meetings, and normally at this time you'd hear from Tim Humphrey, but instead we have the newest member, or close to the newest member anyway, of Gila County. Gila County Public Works Director Christine Smith, welcome. We talked about you behind your back before, but tell us a little about yourself.
Well, thank you for asking. I have had a long standing career with local government. I've been a public servant for over 30 years. I have an AA in business. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in public management. And I really, really take service to heart. So over the years, I have been fortunate enough to have a lot of experience. I've worked with solid waste agencies, recycling, landfills. I've worked with fleet, at facilities, aviation, all sorts of other different departments, which has provided me like a broad perspective on many of the functions that I oversee here for the county. And so for the county, I am over the roads crews, the landfills, our fleet department, and our engineering group. And I started almost 3 months ago. It'll be 3 months on Friday, so I'm excited to be here.
I'm counting back 3 months. Was that before the floods?
Right after.
You had your work cut out for you, but at least you knew what you were getting into. Now, the other thing, normally in the past, we've thought about public works directors being in Globe. You are in Payson, but nonetheless, you're still over the whole county, correct?
That is correct. And I do go back and forth, not only to Globe and Payson, but there's Young all the way down to Winkleman. And of course, there's Pano Basin in the middle. So, yep, I'm doing a lot of traveling.
Oh, I'll bet that's true, because it is a large county with a lot of empty land in between places. So I hope you like to drive.
Yes.
All right.
A lot of beautiful land.
Yeah.
So yes.
Absolutely. So we've had a lot going on, and we've just heard the not-so-good news that FEMA has denied, but that's under reconsideration. But what do we know?
All right. So I thought today I would just give you an update on different things that have taken place since Supervisor Humphrey's last interview with you on the 15th. So after that interview on December 16th, we had a board supervisors meeting. That was a work session, and this is where we presented a lot of information about where we're at with our flood mitigation work and projects that we're planning. We actually hired Homero Vela to help be our project manager, because this is definitely a full-time effort, and we're very appreciative that he's taking that role for us. This work entails us working with multiple agencies and groups. We've had meetings with Globe, Miami, the Arizona Department of Emergency Management and Military Affairs. We're working with the U.S. Natural Resources Conservation Service, which is NRCS, and the Tonto National Forest, Southwest Gas, as well as some of our consultants and engineers and contractors to help us address all of these different needs, which are pretty vast, as you probably know.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly in the news coast to coast lately.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned FEMA before, and we are working with the state to appeal their decision. But it's a tough situation. If you've listened to the news at all lately, you can hear stories about North Carolina and Texas where they had flooding-related incidents, and things are still really rough for those affected communities. And those happened a year or so ago. And so what's that really teaching us is that we're going to have to be as self-reliant and resilient as we can be, and we're doing everything we can at the same time to qualify for FEMA reimbursements or even DEMA reimbursements. And with DEMA, normally we can qualify for about a 75% match, which is excellent to help us work through these. With FEMA, we could get a 90% match. So, you know, there's a 15% difference that, as you're talking millions of dollars, really adds up. But we're working with these different teams, and I can't tell you how helpful they have been. It's been an incredible effort. So we definitely have a lot of agencies supporting us. And we also have a lot of deadlines. And so we're making sure we meet those. And just one of the exciting things is starting next week, we are actually starting to test the different debris piles, with the sediment piles and sediment in our gulches to determine if that sediment's clean or if it's contaminated. And if so, can we treat it on site, or what will our next steps be? So that's some big progress. We've been working really hard to get pull this together, and we're glad it's getting started this coming week.
Great. What else you got?
I think I would add that in the past, there's been quite a few discussions about the Geisula Road project. One of the areas that was a sore point was the work along the cattle guard area did not meet the county standards. And last week, our team was able to do some corrections. They had put some cold patch in there temporarily, and fortunately, the weather cooperated, and they were able to get hot mix so that they could have a much better performing and looking area around the cattle guard. So very glad we were able to accomplish this. There's still some other areas that we want to look at, but we won't be able to do any repairs to those areas probably until the summer, maybe even fall, but as soon as we can. Again, having the weather cooperate is a big part of that. Another exciting event is we have entered into an updated contract with the Arizona Department of Corrections. And we work with them so that they can provide inmates to help us with different functions. For example, with the road crews, they help do work on the shoulders of different roads and just supplement on different projects like pushing gravel or doing weeds. Same thing with the landfill. They help us with trash control or litter control. And that's an ongoing effort. As if you've been to the landfill before, you'd understand.
Yeah.
And the big thing for that was we were only paying 50 cents an hour. And most other entities in the state, if not all, were paying $1.50 per hour. And so we were able to increase those wages. And as you can tell, there's still a significant amount of cost savings versus hiring, you know, part-time or full-time staff. And we're very appreciative to have them. So that's exciting.
Well, it is. And of course, when you say that, we should mention that they're supervised and they're trustees. They're not going to be individuals who were worried are going to ransack the community on the side. Because sometimes when people hear prison crews, they think, oh my God, we're in trouble. It's actually probably as safe, if not safer, than any work crew.
I agree with you, and you're correct. They're closely supervised. Our teams have to be trained to work with them and help ensure that nothing out of the ordinary occurs and that they just do some good work. And the type of work that we're providing is usually something that inmates appreciate. They're outside. They're getting fresh air. They're having some physical movement. So all of that is helpful to, I think, both parties.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, when you mentioned 50 cents or $1.50, does the inmate get all of that or does the prison get a cut?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
All right.
But that's interesting, and I'll probably try to find that answer out.
Yeah, it is interesting because, of course, in the bigger picture, which has nothing to do with Gila County, there's a lot of talk about, well, if you need cheap labor, just imprison them. And, you know, the rates compared to, you know, the general market rates are so affordable that when we add private prisons to the mix, it's easy to become a conspiratorialist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is good news.
Yeah, but lots of good things are happening simultaneously with working through all the flood items. We also renewed a contract with the town of Miami to provide them fuel or access to our fuel for their bus system. We also approved a metal recycling contract for the landfills, and that too is very important. If you've been to the landfill at all lately, you can see stacks and stacks and stacks of scrap metal. And so that contract will be starting soon, and that will allow us to better manage these piles in the future, because our contract with them is going to require them to come several times a year. and they have a lot of catch up to do. And then once they've caught up, it'll be a much more manageable program.
Good. And I believe Tim had said that the landfill is still undergoing increasements. There's a word for you. But I believe he was trying to explain that the project initially wound up being a little less in terms of size than they expected, and they were addressing that now to make it a little larger.
Yes and no. And what I mean by that is every cell, like the one that we're working in right now is called 3A, uh-huh. is a certain size. It has a certain life expectancy. And to your point, that life expectancy for that cell is much shorter than originally anticipated. So building this next cell, which is called 3B, should extend the life of our cells and the landfill about 10 years. If depending on all sorts of circumstances, depending on what kind of material is coming in, what kind of compaction rate we have, just the general quantity coming in. So a lot of variables. And one of the issues they ran into for the first cell was they hit water when they were digging.
Whoa.
And prior to that time, no water had been found. So the different rain events that have been impacting our area is also impacting the groundwater. So we won't know until we get in there exactly what we're going to find. Our engineers believe that we won't hit the water given the current location, but we have to be prepared for it. And that ultimately, too, could impact how large that cell will be in the future.
That's interesting.
But we are moving forward on it.
And that's great, but that's real good information because normally to the uninitiated, it seems that, well, it's as big as the area is. So if one cell is for a 10-year life, it's because it's this size. But it's more than size. There's quality involved.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yep, and depth.
Yeah, no, all of those factors that you normally think, well, they'll make it big enough and that's the deal. But no, it's more than the size. I did not know that. Good to know. What else?
I would say beyond that, some of our typical functions that are going on is our fleet is purchasing a new motor grader for our roads crews. They've been waiting for this grader for quite a while. So excited about that finally coming into our fleet. We're starting to prepare for the 2027 budget process. Mm-hmm. And then for me personally, I'm still getting to know my team members, the organization, working on the development of a work plan for the upcoming year. For example, trying to determine what grants we can pursue, which roads are we going to be grading, because that has to be revisited every year because of rain events and such that maybe we had one plan, but it has to be revised because of the conditions they are in today versus maybe a year ago. And then just looking at different ways to be more efficient and improve our landfill operations. And that kind of just gives you a quick summary of the things that are on my plate right now.
Well, it's interesting because when you mention the grader, in many urban counties, a grader is not even a consideration, but we are in a county where we literally have areas that are accessible only by unpaved roads, such as Young that you mentioned you visit somewhat regularly. Mm-hmm. And so for people who traverse these roads, man, if there's been enough rain damage and all that, you can hit potholes the size of a Buick. So it's really good to know there's more grading going on because I think it's one of the problems that Gila County residents face.
And it's very true. And part of the challenge there is we have very limited funding given the number of miles. You know, we have close to 700 miles of roads in the county. Mm-hmm. And that work is primarily paid through HERF funds, which comes from the state based off of gas taxes and then the other tax approved by Gila County voters, I think a few years ago. But just given the amount of roads, how costly things have become, it's a real challenge. And plus with the Forest Service, we take care of, I think, 500 miles of Forest Service roads. And to your point, things can get pretty rough, and it's a balancing act.
Oh, I
will tell you that these road crews are outstanding. they really work hard for the Gila County residents.
Which is excellent. And when you consider weather, especially in the middle of summer and stuff like that, it can be pretty hot out there when they're working. So that's great. Now, the Forest Service roads, question about that. Do they pay us? Do they pay the county?
There is a little bit of payment, but that's something we're going to be looking at because they're fiscally tight as well. And we have certain agreements with them that are going to be revisited later this year to determine if potentially we can raise those contributions. But we'll see. We'll see. Because everything we do benefits people.
Absolutely.
And so it's really a true partnership in trying to meet the different needs of the community. And the state doesn't have enough funds. The Forest Service doesn't have enough funds. We don't have enough funds. So we really work hard to try to make the best decisions we can with the resources we have.
Well, I think it's terrific. Yeah, indoctrination by fire, as I say, you came in at a very interesting time. And
yes.
We hope you'll be with us for a long time to come.
Well, thank you. I hope to as well.